This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are manticores.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So here's my question for you, Gary. It says that all manticores have the heads of human males, with, you know, long shaggy hair and beards instead of manes, right? Mm-hmm. Is that true even for the kids?
Yeah, I assume
Papa,
so.
Papa, bring me a boy.
It's me, the boss baby. I imagine so.
I know nothing about the movie Boss Baby except for the fact that it is a DreamWorks movie and therefore must be memed.
It is, well, the concept, there's a two-word concept.
Okay.
That you need to know for the Boss Baby. And
okay.
You can follow the trail of breadcrumbs.
Okay, all right.
But I think that the babies have the hair and the beard as well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of great.
Yeah.
Like a baby manticore is probably the coolest thing about a manticore. because for like a classic monster, like I don't really feel like I get much mileage out of this that I don't get out of the Chimera.
Right.
Or what's the other thing? Hippogriffs.
Lamia or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what if a lion was also.
Yeah. It just like that. Like, so this is something that is obviously adapted from, you know, mythology. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of mythologies, especially the creature, is just what if there was a portal accident between two things that we know of that exist.
That had to have been such a, like, just a generalized anxiety to people, you know, at the time, the fact that became such a source of monsters. Right.
Yeah. So I don't think that they were worried about danger fucking and awful children. I think that maybe what that might be, and this isn't funny, this is just my best guess, is that when people saw new animals, all that they had, you know, like when they're in these far off lands, is things that they already knew about. So like, oh, it was like a blank plus a blank. And instead of just saying, oh yeah, it's an elephant, they came back and said, oh, it's a colossus or something like that. Like,
yeah,
you know, or it's a, you know, it's like a big gray horse with a rope.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see that,
yeah.
But there's always a little bit of human mixed in there.
Okay.
You know, or they're not always, but there's often enough.
Yeah.
A bit of human mixed in there, which like, that's the part that makes me think of it. Like not in terms of like necessarily danger fucking.
Yeah.
You know, AKA like some kind of like human animal miscegenation. Like, I just mean like it was just kind of, you know, when you look back to Greek myths where like the gods are just like constantly crossbreeding the humans in animal form, like,
yeah,
you know, and then you think about in terms of like how horror just reflects, you know, like scary stories reflect what we're scared of,
right?
You know?
Right.
So I just like at the time, like just bestiality had to have been like a way bigger deal than it is now. not saying
to,
like
to be fair, it's still a big deal. Like,
it's a big deal. And you know, when eventually you know they release Ridley Scott's you know Manimal or whatever, like I will you know, that will reflect our current times, but
right
it's just you know, that just had to have been the equivalent of like the cloud. You know. Like, have you heard about this this new thing?
Yeah, they're called chimeras.
Yeah,
jeez.
I think it's pretty spooky and weird. Pretty weird if you ask me to fuck a lion.
doesn't seem so smart to me.
And then you know, storyteller Rick like comes home and then like tells a story about a, you know, chimera or a, you know, manticore.
Yeah
just like really implied lion fucking.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, let's give him some wings too, fuck it. And then, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, that could also be like a cautionary tale away from it. Like, hey, you know, don't put your dick in this hole, because what's going to result from that is this horrible monstrosity that will carry you away to its lair, weakened, so that his kids can practice kill you.
Yeah. Which also sounds like a, you know, that could be a metaphor for a number of like fatherhood.
Yeah.
Anxieties.
Huh. Gary, do you think we're bringing more of ourselves to this than we ought to?
I'm really scared of fucking a lion. I've been trying to find a way on this whole podcast to bring that up, and like I thought I could bring it up, you know, during the hippogriff, and I thought I could bring it up during these earlier entries, but this really is the place for it. You know, I really think that one of these days I'm just gonna, like, through no fault of my own, just end up having sex with a lion, and I don't I'm not into it.
And you don't see a way out of this joke? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.